whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam, like, yo.
Yo, Mino-san, it's Manga Sensei. What's going on? Just, I don't know. Just kind of reconnecting with you all here on Sundays. On Sundays, I like to talk about things that are interesting to me. And today I want to talk about something that's kind of frustrating. So I do interviews with cool people on Saturdays. Yesterday, I talked to my friend James. He's the owner of the ALT podcast or Inside Japan podcast. And I was actually planning to have his podcast come out a couple of days later. That's not how it worked. I actually had a whole bunch of my podcasts lined up. I try to do my podcast about a week at a time and then have my interviews about a month out. That didn't work out. I lost about a month of those podcasts. I lost podcasts with some awesome, awesome people. And I reached back out, of course, and I tried to get those things scheduled back up. And I got two out of the four that I set up. And the reason I bring this up is often in your language learning experience, your language learning journey, and in trying to do things, you'll often have great opportunities, and you'll think you'll get nervous, and then you'll screw it up. You'll make mistakes. See, I had the podcast done well, but what happened was my microphone picked up my voice, and while it registered their voice, it didn't save their voice. I had it set only to receive microphone input, which means that everything I said was kept, but everything they said wasn't saved. So you can hear me really clear, you just can't hear the other person. This was really frustrating for me, and didn't mean for it to happen, total mistake, and I just noticed that that happened with the past couple of episodes when I started preparing them for editing, and it's frustrating. I want to be able to bring people good content and having to reach back out and say, I'm so sorry, I didn't have it done correctly, please forgive me. It can be embarrassing. It can be very embarrassing. I mean, I've done this for over a year now, and I want to say that I'm good at something, but I think this kind of goes towards your language learning. You're going to do something, and just like writing a paper, a big long paper, and then not saving it and it all gets deleted, the same thing. There's going to be times where you totally forgot there was a perfectly good word to use. There's a perfectly easy way of saying that. But I don't want you to get depressed. I don't want you to get upset with it. See, if you get upset with it, if you get frustrated with it, if you let that beat you down, then that's what will happen to your Japanese. It'll stop at that point. I was recently talking to a Japanese teacher where I go to school at Brigham Young University, and the professor told us that he gave the analogy like shooting a basketball and how sometimes when we miss, we can use those misses to show other people that it's okay to miss. And I said, that's right, Doc, but it only matters if you yourself take another shot. I'm not the best example or anything. I mess up every once in a while. I try to make sure every one of these podcasts is correct and accurate. I check it by textbooks that I trust and grammar resources and dictionaries, and I make sure I'm bringing you the best content. However, sometimes I do make a mistake, just like with these podcast interviews, and we'll again be able to do them and get things set up, and it will work out really, really well. But I do want you to know that when you make that mistake, that that's not all it is. That's not all that it's supposed to be. You got to move past that mistake. You got to move past that little bump in the road. You can do better. And I know you can. With that, though, I will sign off. I try to keep Sundays fairly short. And do look forward to the podcast interviews that we do have every single Saturday. If you have a question or grammar point that you are concerned about or confused about, please make sure to send me a message on my website, which is manga-sensei.com. We are always willing to answer questions. I answer questions every single day. And then I take the super, super good ones and sometimes do a Q&A. But I kind of wanted to make sure that you were kind of clued in to all of that. With that, though, I will sign off. Thank you so much. And remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. So let's make some mistakes. Till tomorrow, Johnny.